This is a Fox News alert. Make it public. I'm Lee Silasera. The nation's top law enforcement official has asked a federal court to reveal some of the search warrant of former President Trump's home.
Given the circumstances and substantial public interest in this week's FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, the Justice Department is asking a federal judge to unseal parts of the warrant.
The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says he personally approved the search warrant request. He also addressed recent attacks of the FBI and Justice Department.
Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety.
Trump says his attorneys were cooperating fully before the FBI search on Monday. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
FBI Director Christopher Wray has sent an email to all employees that Fox News has reviewed, reading in part. There has been a lot of commentary about the FBI this week, questioning our work and motives. What I know and what I see is an organization made up of men and women who are committed to doing their jobs. The standoff with a suspect who fled the Cincinnati FBI field office this morning has ended. According to a local emergency management official, the man wearing body armor burst into the office carrying a nail gun and a rifle.
There has been gunfire exchanged over the last 6+ hours between that suspect in a rural field about 50 miles northeast of Cincinnati with law enforcement there after he led them on a car chase for roughly an hour.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Wall Street stocks ended the day mixed after new signs of cooling inflation. The Dow gained 27. The Nasdaq lost 74. The S&P minus 2 points. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Funeral services today for Indiana Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, killed in a car crash last week in her home state.
Inside the Granger Community Church in Granger, Indiana, Congresswoman Jackie Walorski's husband, Dean Swihart, told the packed house his wife was loyal to her faith and helping others.
That we prayed that her position in Congress was not to be a position for her or I to get a big head.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb, and other leaders praised Walorski's determination and love for her country. Walorski was 58 years old and buried in her birthplace of South Bend, Indiana. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The European Union's not happy after about a U.S. tax credit for those who buy electric vehicles.
The EU's concern is the result of a provision in the new Inflation Reduction Act making its way through Congress. The act would provide a tax credit of as much as $7,500 against the cost of an electric car. The EU says such an arrangement could discriminate against car makers in Europe and may also violate World Trade Organization rules. The U.S. says it's simply wants to bolster domestic supply chains and production. The EU says its concern is that only countries that produce certain minerals can take advantage of electric car sales, thus hurting European manufacturers. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The headliners for this year's Global Citizen Concert in New York City have been announced. Metallica, Mariah Carey, and the Jonas Brothers are on top of the bill for the free concert in Central Park next month, marking the 10th anniversary of the festival organized by the international nonprofit Fighting Extreme Poverty. This year, there will also be a concert in Ghana. An organizer says the day will be less of a celebration and more of a call to action. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.